Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
This is Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I was on the Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College 2 Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P as we bring you some of the top NFL draft prospects each and every day. And today we're joined with Troy Trojan, standout quarterback slash wide receiver, Deion Anthony. Deion, welcome to the show. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
Well, I can't believe it. You know, it goes pretty fast. The first couple of years, you know, you never think they'll go that fast. But when that senior year comes, you know, it seems like the games just fly by and that last season that you have.
Nice. And you shared an interesting role. I mean, you had a couple quarterbacks, I believe Corey Robinson and you. I mean, you guys, shared a lot of time at quarterback. What was it like kind of playing in that type of, you know, I guess type of that type of lineup?
I mean, it was pretty interesting. You know, I bring a change of pace to the game. You know, sometime when we would be struggling on offense, you know, I come in and provide a spark for the offense to get us going a little bit. And I think that was pretty interesting. You know, he had my back. Every time I come in, you know, he had confidence in me to make plays, and everybody around me just had confidence in me. So I did my best trying not to let those guys down and made plays when they were available.
Excellent stuff once again. Deion Anthony here on the C2P, one of the Sun Belt's top players, and he's making his path towards this next level. I mean, for you, growing up, was football your favorite sport? I mean, if you're 10 years old, what are we most likely finding you doing?
Well, yeah, I was probably out there in the backyard running around with some of my friends and family members, you know, just playing football, tossing the ball around, stuff like that. Because I started playing when I was about eight years old, I started playing Pee Wee League. And, you know, it just took off from there. I continued on all the way through college. Now I'm trying to get to the NFL and continue.
Now, Deion, when you were 8 years old playing Pee Wee, were you that kid that got football and every time you touched the ball, you scored a touchdown?
Not at all. I mean, I tried most of the time, but, you know, it just didn't happen that way. But I was expecting it for every time I got it.
Excellent stuff. And kind of how do you find yourself kind of, you know, how do you find yourself as the quarterback? I mean, you know, we had Jimmy Garoppolo on the show down at the Senior Bowl, and he said their starting quarterback got hurt going into his junior year, so, you know, they threw him in there. How did you eventually land up as the quarterback?
Well, I mean, it was just coming out of JUCO. I went to junior college, the Hines Community College, and they had seen me as a quarterback, but I started off there as a wide receiver. And they just kept mixing me in a little bit. And then once our quarterback went down from there, I just took over from there. And when I got to Troy, they kind of mixed me in a little bit, you know, kind of change of pace slash wildcat. And then I think it was one game when Corey went down, he had a concussion. And that's when I took over, you know, for a game for FIU. And I just showcased my talents from there. You know, I put a lot of work in studying film, you know, reading different defenses, trying to get a better feel for what they like to do and stuff like that. And that made me a better player.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, I ask every guy that comes on this show, Deion, I mean, if we put you out there on Sundays in the NFL, a helmet, the pads, the whole nine, I mean, who is that guy that you might remind us of with the way you play the game that you may resemble?
I mean, as for a quarterback standpoint, probably Cam Newton. You know, he's probably just a little taller than me, but my game is similar to his. So, I mean, I'm just a playmaker. You know, anywhere you put me, I'll make a play. So I can play about four or five different positions on the field, you know. So, I mean, you'll get a playmaker out of me. But from the quarterback standpoint, I resemble Cam Newton a little.
Nice, nice. And I guess, I mean, obviously, as you make this jump from the college to the NFL level, I mean, the teams that you've spoken with, teams that have shown interest, what do they say? I mean, do they like you as a wildcat guy? Is, you know, a guy that you can do it all? Do they want you strictly a receiver? Do some teams want you a quarterback? I mean, what's the kind of feeling that you have? Or is it just kind of different amongst who you talk to?
Well, for my pro day, you know, they're not ruling me out as playing quarterback, but a lot of them, like during my pro day, they wanted to see me run a few routes at receiving. Check out how I am at receiver, you know. But, I mean, quarterback, that's still an option out there for them. So, I mean, if I'm at wide receiver, they might have a little package for me also at quarterback. So, I'm just trying to see, you know, what how it goes.
Nice, nice. And have you talked with any teams?
Yeah, I talked to a few teams, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay. And then my agent, Adrian Ross, said he talked to Cincinnati and who else was it out there, the Texans. Just a few teams like that.
And is that bizarre? I shouldn't say bizarre, but, I mean, what's that feeling like? Not many teams or not many guys can kind of say, hey, I mean, just to have conversations that know that these teams know you're out there. I mean, mm-hmm. does that kind of put some, I guess, pep in your step, some confidence in what you're doing, that they're taking notice of what you're doing on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's an extra boost for me. You know, I want to go out there and continue to work hard, you know, because it's still a journey. It's not over yet. I'm still trying to get there, so I continue to put in work, you know, even though these guys calling me. You never know what's going to happen on draft day or if they call me after draft day, you know, like as a free agent. So I'm just trying to put work in, you know, and when that time comes, I'll be prepared for it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Deion Anthony, Troy Trojan, standout, quarterback slash, I guess, jack of all trades, if you will, wide receiver as well, here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check out the free podcast at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can check out his full NFL draft bio page at collegeofpro.com, which also includes the interview that you're listening to now. And we always like to say, know the prospects, not just the name. And this allows everyone out there, scouts and coaches included, because they do listen in to what these guys bring to the table as they make their path towards the draft. What are the qualities, man? I mean, either receiver, quarterback. I mean, what are scouts going to love about you, and what are the traits that you know are going to help you get to where you need to be?
I mean, I'm just a guy that's going to go out there and make plays, no matter where I'm at. If it's special teams, offense, defense, you know, it doesn't matter. And I'm just a guy that's going to work hard, you know, better teammates. And then continue to try to lead those guys, you know what I mean? Even though I come in as a younger guy, I'm still going to consider myself as one of the leaders of the team and try to get others around me better.
Nice, nice. And what goes on unnoticed could be leadership qualities, maybe game film study. I guess even the offense that you ran at Troy, maybe it didn't allow you to, could you kind of play a unique role there? I mean, maybe some of the things that you can do well, you know, even receiver. I mean, what don't scouts know about you that they've yet to find out that they should know?
I mean, just my ability to throw the ball downfield, you know, kind of here at Troy, I was kind of limited on that with certain packages I was in. It was mostly run plays. But, I mean, it just, like, I have the ability to drive the ball downfield well, you know, make accurate deep throws down the field.
Nice. What's your favorite throw? I mean, if you're in the huddle, what's that favorite call to get?
Well, I like to call a fly route. It'll be my best throw, you know, just a straight go. One-on-one, I like my matchup, I take a shot.
And you feel pretty accurate?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice, 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 nice. Nice stuff. And the last few months, I mean, since the season's been over, as you prepare for pro days and visits and workouts and all that stuff that comes along with what you're doing, have you stayed on campus? Did you go off kind of somewhere to train? I mean, what have you kind of approached the last few months, and how will you take on the next, I guess, what, 5 to 6 weeks leading up to the draft?
Well, yeah, I stayed on campus with a few teammates was working out with me because I'm still finishing up school. I graduate here in May. So I just wanted to stay on campus, you know, get some work in and try to get my degree as well. But as these next few weeks come to a close, I'm going to just continue to work, you know, and keep my ears open, try to see what I can find out, see what teams draw interest in me, and whoever want to bring me in for a workout, you know, just stay on top of that so I can be ready when they call.
Yeah, and that's the fun part of being ready when they do call. I mean, is it weird as well? I mean, you're on your own private journey now. I mean, I'm sure you talk with your teammates, and the teammates you see, you know, at Troy, they're getting ready for spring ball. And as you get ready for, you know, the NFL, I mean, is it weird being so close to, you know, the university? You're still there, but yet, you know, you see all the guys that you're with every day kind of going about what you used to do for the last few years, but now it's kind of on hold there?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I still go out there and watch those guys, you know, doing spring practice and stuff, but it's still a funny feeling not being out there with those guys. You know, I'm going in a different path now. So, I mean, I still continue to know to support those guys and hope they support me on my journey trying to get to the NFL.
Oh, yeah. It's about support. And like I said, that brotherly love that, teammates being in that locker room presents itself. I'm sure different agencies called. I'm sure different guys wanted to represent you as well, Dion. You signed with Adrian Ross and James Bryan. What did they bring to the table where you knew these were going to be the best guys for you as you move forward in your career?
I mean, Adrian Ross, he had experience in the NFL, so he knows a lot of what I'm going through, and he would be able to help me out in my process as well. And they said that was going to work for me, like we didn't have that many clients to start off. So, I mean, I figured the less clients, the more exposure I get and the harder it'll work for me. And that's all I was looking for, somebody that was going to work, get my name out there.
Definitely. And that goes a long way. Like you said, it's a tag team tandem partnership. People don't realize that is, agents and the players, that you kind of both be on board and have a deep belief in one another that, hey, I'm going to invest in you. I believe you're going to make it. And, like I said, it's a hand-in-hand thing, a tight bond. Before we let you go, Dion, we'd like to have some fun. We throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot of some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you most likely taking to dinner?
Megan Good.
I haven't heard Megan's name in a while. Not that it's a bad thing, I'm just saying, yeah. Everybody, it kind of goes in streaks. I guarantee we have like three more shows today and they'll all be Megan Goods, and then we'll hear her name for like a week and a half. But yeah, Megan Goods is a strong one. Professions, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a rock band, or are we more inclined to see you on the male runway styling some clothes as a male model?
Probably on the male runway. I always joke around and say I want to model a little bit, so I'd probably be on the runway.
Awesome. And then the final question, and this is a big hit or miss question. Sometimes locker rooms have a ton of them. Sometimes locker rooms have none. Nicknames. Who in that Trojans locker room had the most bizarre nickname and how they get it?
It was one of these guys named Coleslaw. And he said he didn't pronounce it well. So back in high school, one time they had it for lunch and he didn't know how to pronounce it well. So all the guys started joking with him about it and they gave him the name Coleslaw.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, Dion, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And we, like I said, please keep us in mind as you make your path towards this next level. Anything we can do for you, let us know and we'll get the news out there so everybody can keep updated on the progress you make. But again, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
All right, thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Dion Anthony, the standout from Troy, a very versatile young man. And you just kind of, you start looking at the things that he can do, those wildcat-type qualities. Cordell Stewart is a guy that comes to mind, what he's able to bring, a good leadership, good quarterbacking. It's not just a guy that's an athlete playing quarterback. I think he's more or less a quarterback that can also do some other things as well. And like I said, he talked about how some teams wanted to check him out as he ran some routes. So a very interesting prospect. And like I said, a guy that's definitely making his path towards this next level. If you want more of Dion Anthony, simply log on to college2pro.com, and then you'll find his full NFL draft bio. Up next, we're going to have Fred Gaines from Eastern Central, and we have other guests throughout the day here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. As always, we appreciate you taking some time and listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.